Ahí voy a ver. So now, let's remember where we're holding. Rav Ashi is trying to assert that the way that Rav Eliezer learns is that really Ein Bila. And that the reason that the Mishnah in Parah mentions a Mashahu, Kol Shehein is the Lashon of the Mishnah, Mayim, is because that's the only reason you need the extra Hazoya. Of course, the first thing that strikes us is that if that's the case, then everything falls apart, because everything that we've been talking about in the Mishnah is that he's being saying that if you have a mixture of that, you put some lamala, some lamata, it's kosher. But if you hold Ein Bila, how do you know you haven't completely reversed it? The lamata is lamala, the lamala is lamata. So we tried all types of sleep, all types of solutions, where you had enough to know that it was lamala, that it was more than was available lamata, and then we were willing to dreda when it says you should put it lamata, then you should put it lamata l'shem shirayim, and it wasn't talking about being makshir, a korban that's dam, was lamata. Everything we were willing to accept, but one thing didn't work out, which is the way we closed yesterday. That what didn't work out is that the only way that according to Rav Ashi, we could work it out, Alibi de Rav Eliezer, the name Bila, was to say that the case of the mixtures, where you have a matanarba, a matanarba, or matanakas, a matanakas, where you have one on one, and you give enough for both, then we're left with an impossible situation, because the Mishnah itself claims that the machlokas between Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim is involved in Baal Tesif. The Tainus of Yeshua is Baal Tesif. What kind of Baal Tesif is Shayach if I only have enough for one matana? It's impossible to do a Isopa on one matana. Therefore, we were left hanging. What are we going to do with the Rav Ashi? If it's not an Indian of Baal Tesif, according to him, and the only other way than his approach to the Mishnah can't work in the Mishnah. He could have made it work in the Brisa, but it's certainly not going to work in the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems clear that there is more than enough done. In the Mela, we have a problem with Baal Tesif. That's where we're going.
If he gives bigger portions in the Hazarot to use it all up, is that called Baal Tesif? If he gives
as long as it's in the right place.
He uses it all up, but he gives a bigger portion.
No, it's not Baal Tesif if it's in the right place. But if you give an additional matan in the wrong place, then it is Baal Tesif. You're giving an additional matan. Elohim HaRava, therefore today, the lawyer wants to have HaRava on the entire approach that we took Halib and Rav Ashi in Rav Eliezer. We were wrong to try to make the Mishnah work out of that it's talking about a case in which there was a problem of Bila. The truth is, Omar Rava, the Balu Lokwini, Halib and Rav Ashi, Rav Eliezer would never have argued in a case where the dam was bolo, where it was actually mixed and it was a liquid. Because since you hold the Ein Bila, you're left with an impossible situation. Because if it's Ein Bila, then how do you know that you're going to have anything that's kosher? He would also agree for another reason, but he would also agree to Rabbani Yishafek Lama. The only case where they're arguing is keep leading the Kosot. Machlokis over here has nothing to do with Bila. That's the point. The Machlokis over here in the Mishnah is a case in which Keses were mixed with Keses. And there, what is the Mishnah issue? Whether you hold Reyin as Adam in the wrong place, Kilu Umayim, which is literally every sheet all over. It's the same thing about Evarim. You look at the Evarim that are in the Mizbeach that don't belong, you're like the Eitzim. You bring them the shame Eitzim. Over here, the same thing. So the dam is mine. You know, you make a tonight that it shouldn't be a matana, in which case there's no problem. The Baal Tesif, I'll leave it obvious. And if it would come to Ryan, say nothing on it over there. And if it would come to Bila, then over there, Rav Ashi would be right. Maybe Rav Eliezer would agree. So that's the machlokes. The Rav Eliezer, Yisle Ryan, Rabbanan, Lesle Ryan, when it comes to cases. Says the Gemara, how could you say such a thing? We know that they argue even by Bolo, the Seder, Shuvah Bolo Lo Pligin. The Atanya, the Braisa, makes it very clear that Rebbe Eliezer is arguing under Chachomim even in the case of Bolo, in which case we're back to the problem of, according to Ravashi, how can you argue with Bolo, the same deal? The Atanya, Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Lo Nefuk, Rebbe Eliezer, Chachomim, Al Dam, Chatsa, Shmissar, Adam, Oyelo, Shiyikoret, Beroy, Be'evan, Yerba, Shaloyikoret, the only machlokas you'll recall according to Rebbe Yehuda, which of course is not like our Mishnah. I mean, our Mishnah says the Farish, as they're arguing in the other cases as well. But I'll leave it Rebbe Yehuda, as we saw earlier, Rebbe Yehuda Shita is that the machlokas in Rebbe Eliezer is Rebbe Eliezer Nechachomim is only Nergea, the case of Tamimim and Bali Mumim. It involves an additional question of whether it's considered to be Moses to bring something to Mizveah when it's a Balmud. That over there, Rebbe Eliezer holds Yikarei, and look at these words, Bein Bivalul, Bein Bekasot. This is the Farish. This is a Braisa. Rebbe Eliezer holds that you can go ahead. Remember, the reason that he darshan, you can go ahead, is because he darshan from Mumbom. Mumbam, he said, was only where it's Ba'ini. We have the Dam Ba'in, so then Lo Yera Tzulaka. But if it's not Mumbam, if it's not right there in front of you, then if it's out like this, then it will be Meratzeh. That's how he understood it, okay? So, but meanwhile, I understand that this is Rebbe Yehuda's opinion, but the point is that it's difficult to believe that they're arguing also about this point. This is a side issue. Bein Bebolol, Bein Bekosot, right? So, a mistamet, that's what Rebbe Yehuda understood in my focus, Rebbe Yehuda and Chachomim, when it comes to Bali Mumin. So, we, who have a broader Machlokes, Rebbe Yehuda and Chachomim, even when it comes to the other cases of the Dam Chatas, the Dam Eila, and the Matakhtayim, and El Yonim, and so on and so forth, we should hold the same thing that it's Bein Bebolol, Bein Bekosot, no? Says the Gemara, no. Absolutely not. Rabbi Yehuda, I'll leave the Rebbe Eliezer, Matzni, Bein Bebolol, Bein Bekosot. Wait, hold on a second. You have to remember one thing, that really we didn't have a problem to fit into our Mishnah that the Machlokas, Aliba, the Ravashi, was talking about cases where they had just enough extra dam to be sure that you put Lamala, right? Because you put Lamala to shear Tachtanim Ba'ayim. And to understand that when it says you should give it Lamata, it's a reference to Shirayim, not to the Matana to be Makshir, the dam that was supposed to go Lamata. Remember, there was only one problem that made it impossible for Ravashi to work his sheet of Rebbe Eliezer into the Mishnah. What was that problem? Well, take it. Because the only way you could make the Mishnah work was the issue of saying it was exactly enough for one matzonah. So if it's exactly enough for one matzonah, where is the Baal Taisi? So therefore the MS is that in the Mishnah, the way we have the Mishnah, which is certainly not Aliba to Rebbe Yehuda, because our Mishnah has the machlokas of Rebbe Eliezer that Chachomim, referring to all mixtures, not only mixtures of Bali, Mumin, and Tzmimin. So the way our Mishnah is constructed, Ravashi will say, is indeed in terms of case to case, not dam to dam. Because there is no way to understand the Mishnah as referring to a case of dam to dam, if you hold that Rebbe Eliezer Shita is that Ein Bila. But Rebbe Yehuda doesn't say a word about this question of Baltasis, Baltigra. Remember that according to Rebbe Yehuda, the issue is how did Darshan Mumbum? Whether it's the Ene or not the Ene, nothing to do with the questions of our Mishnah. So what are you asking me? That we're going to bring a riot from the case of Rebbe Yehuda and we'll extrapolate that the stomach, that's the same case by the Rabbanan. I mean, for heaven's sakes, Rebbe Yehuda, I don't have a problem, says Ravashi, in understanding the way Rebbe Yehuda was saying Bein Bekosot, Bein Bedam. Because the same way that we originally explained the Mishnah was talking about that there was just enough blood to be mitatachtonim plus, that there must have been Dam Elyon in here. I could say that in Rebbe Yehuda. Is there a reason not to say it in Rebbe Yehuda's case? Does he say anything about Baal Taisim?
So the way that I understood the Mishnah, the way that I understand the Machlokes, the way Rav Yehuda is learning the Machlokes of Rebbe Eliezer not performing, you see? Our Mishnah represents a whole different issue. Our Mishnah is indeed talking about Tertius Mekaisers. It's not going like Rav Yehuda, where the Machlokes is doctors around the issue of Mumbon. So by Tertius, of course, you get into the question of Baltasif and so on, but you would never have learned our Mishnah as a reference to Gaith and Bolo. So it was simplistic to believe that because Rabbi Yehuda's case could be Bain Bavolo, Bain Batabain, Bekosis. Why not? It's the Mishnah that I would think can only be Bekosis, fine as Ravashi. There's no problem with love. The Rabbanan, because it's pleading. But certainly the way the Rabbanan understand the Machlokes of Rabbi which is our Mishnah, the Machlokes is only Bekosis. This is how Ravashi will learn. Of course, according to us, none of this is Nagaya, because if we don't learn like Ravashi, we will hold that Rebbe Eliezer is saying that Yesh Bila, and so, okay, you don't have to come on to all of this. But the way that he's learning is technically perfectly okay, both in the Brice of Rebbe Yehuda and in the Mishnah. But they'll have to be talking about different cases, you see.
The first line of the Mishnah is Tav Nadan, the second line is Rakosos. You want to say the first line is also Rakosos? The Mishnah.
Yeah. Dan Spinu Dan Bali Mumi?
Now that's also Kosos?
Well, that isn't our problem. That's fine. That's certainly not. That's Yishafik La'ana. But it's the later part of the Dayal Yonim and Tastayim. There you have the problem. Because there you need to come on to Bilo. And here he's also made it at Yishafik La'ana.
It
seems
to be
talking
about
it. It is. The first part of the Mishnah is a whole different issue. They were talking about where Yishafik La'ana. Right? Okay. This is a type of daf that you have to hold up, and you have to remember what's going on. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. But the issues are not really so complex. The only thing that got everybody confused was the way that we went back and forth. There are three different approaches, and so you're left a little bit of confusion. But if we just concentrate on Rav Ashi, this whole daf is going only Aliva the Rav Ashi. His approach in Rav Eliezer, remember, was to hold Ein Bila. And he was medayik for the Mishnah in Torah. That since it says Mayim Kol Shehen, it's mashma that that's the only issue. That you have to get rid of that Kol Shehen. Why do I have to get rid of the Kol Shehen? Aha, because Ein Bila, how do I know that if I just give one Hazaya, that it's not Kulei Mayim instead of being Meipora? Fine, therefore this is what I saw. What about the Mishnah's Mashma, our Mishnah in Kutchim, which is Mashma Bila? That's the whole problem. So we're trying to figure out how do we get away with Rebbe Eliezer Shita here in Zvokim and over there in Pora. They don't seem to be the same in terms of Bila. Therefore Rav Ashi is brilliantly trying to be Mefarish to our Mishnah. So he's finding that our Mishnah is talking about, the way Rav is learning now, he's talking about only coast to coast. Does that mean that you're going to have a problem if you find that there's a machlokus of dam v'dam? No. Because as long as that machlokus can be explained away as talking about a case in which there was sufficient matona l'mala, that it should be definitely have dam that was meant to be l'mala, and it wasn't mixed evenly, you don't have a problem. The only reason we couldn't get away with that in the Mishnah was because of the Baltasif issue. That's the only thing that forced us to say it was Kosos. Okay, so it's really very straightforward. The issues we're talking about now are simple, clean, clear, and there's no problem here. Omar Abaye, this is Abaye, okay, so let's put that behind us. But the question, and I think our dear president raised this issue yesterday, the question all along, remember the way Rav Ashi was learning, we're finally going to get to deal with that, is that when it says the Nesina Lamata, it's referring to the Nesina Lagabi Shirayim, correct? And the question is that the same place? Didn't you ask this yesterday? Rebbe, I think this is what you asked yesterday. Is it really the same place? I mean, it's not, the Shirayim is Lamata, right?
This issue we've sort of swept under the carpet until now. Yeah, it's sort of the same place. I mean, you know, because the dam goes down from the Yisod. I'm not pouring it on the Yisod, but it gets there ultimately and so on. Now we're going to face this issue squarely. So says Abaye, look, the whole problem only becomes a problem if you've got Tchilas Chatas V'Yoyla. Tchilas Chatas means that you have the dam that's mamish lamala michut asikra, and now you've got the problem with the yerla, which is lamata michut asikra. But suppose the problem had been now, by the way, when it says tchilas chatas, it means it's abosof chatas, should say betchilas oyla. The word betchilas, I mean, it's assuming that you understand it. But if you had a safe chatas, meaning you have shirayim of the chatas, and they get mixed into tchilas oyla, so you say, that's also two places. Because remember, the Etim, we have three places to put down. Lamala Mikut HaSikra, Lamata Mikut HaSikra, and then on the Yisod, Mamish Mishmicha Shirayim, correct? So even if you mix the safe Chatas, which is supposed to be now all the way on the Yisod, and Tchilas Ela, which is supposed to be Lamata Mikut HaSikra, but not on the Yisod, so you also have a mixture. Says now Abaye, no, you don't have a mixture. You know why? Because Divrei Yaakov, Makom Olah, Makom Shirayim. It doesn't really matter. If you pour, as long as you pour the dam beneath the seve, the blood will eventually trickle down onto the Yisod. So you've done Mekayim, Shmicha Shirayim. Even though you didn't put it directly on the Itztaba, meaning on the step that the Yisod represents, the one on a step, one on a wide, one on a high, it gets there. So there's really only two issues that you need to discuss. And therefore, the mixtures are only Tchilas Chatas and Tchilas Eila. The same Chatas mixed with Tchilas Eila is not really a mixture, because you can put the dam, you'll be able to both of them. Amalei Rav Yosi, not true. Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda, Shirayim Tzrichim Itztaba. It's not true. You have the same problem because Shirayim have to be put on the actual Itztaba of the Yisod, on the step. You can't put them on the edge above the Yisod and say, well, they'll drip down. That's not Shmicha Shirayim. In the Mela, you would have the same problem either way. Now, of course, something is strange because yesterday we didn't think that. Yesterday nobody raised that issue when we kept saying, well, it's okay, you can go back, you can pour it now, Lamata, Lashem Shirayim. And what do you mean? Where do I put it? I mean, if I'm putting it on the Yisod, it's one thing, but I'm not putting it on the Yisod, I'm putting it there also for the Yoyla. I mean, that thing we'll worry about later. Right now, we're just taking it as a statement isolated from the Sugya. In other words, okay, it comes along, Rabbi and Rav Yosef, they argue about this question. And by the way, we had exactly the same focus for Shlokish Rav Yochanan. V'chein Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Lor Shana L'Tchilat Chatat V'Olah, he also agreed with Abai Rav Shlokish, that Tchilas Eila, the Tchilas Chatas, which means the dam that has to be given Lamala, and the Tchilas Eila, which is dam that needs to be given Lamata, that's a problem. Avos Seif Chatas V'Tchilas Eila, but if you have Shirayim of a Chatas, which has to be Lamata anyway. And the Tchilas Eila, what's the problem? It's all the same place. Divrei Yaakov, Makom Olah, Makom Shirayim. And Rabbi Yochanan, as some say, Rabbi Elazar, argues and says, not true. Adayni Machlokes. It's still a Machlokes. Why? Because you can't put Shirayim on the edge of the Mizbeach, you have to put Shirayim on the Yisod of the Mizbeach, you're going to have the same problem of whatever the problem is, whether it's Rayim and Bila, I mean, however we understand it. But you'll have to deal with the issue between Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim. Masiv Rav Luna Bar Yehuda, it says in the Pasuk by Bechor, Kedesh Heim, and Kedesh Heim is mashma always, remember the word heim, or who, or he, is always mashma behavayata. In the way that it is, it remains. So, here the Brisa darshans, what's the Chakrita shame? That the blood of the Bechor remains blood of the Bechor to the extent. She'im nitareh bedam kadashim akherim yikarevu. That even if the dam of a Bechor gets mixed up with the dam of other Kodshim, it shall still be put on the Mizbeach. And it remains dam of Bechor. Now, what does that mean? I mean, my love, L'chaira, what the bride is coming to address, is if you have, even Seif Eila u'Bechor, you have now the initial Matana of the Bechor, which is one Matana, L'mata Michuta Sikra, but I mean, it's not on the Yisarim, it's on the edge of the Mizbeach, it's on the Kira Mizbeach. And it's mixed up even with the Seif Eila, which is the Shirayim, and that has to go on to the Yitzhaba. Kamash belong the Pesach, that's not a problem, and it's all one place. That seems to be what the Limud is. Vishmamina makom alam makom Shirayim, that's the whole point, is to let you know that the Mokom Shvicha Shirayim of the Eila is exactly the place where you would put a Matanda. So the Gemara, who knows? Maybe it's coming to tell me that the case is referring to Tchilas Eila u'Bechor. Maybe it means the original Matanis of an Eila get mixed up with the Bechor and saying Apa Pike, the dam of the Bechor is kosher. I don't understand. So then what's the finish? Of course it does. Why wouldn't it be? They both go to the same place. What could be wrong? I don't understand. Wait a minute. No, I do understand. A Bechor could be, as a case, with a Bechor is a small animal. The Eila is a par. You're bringing out a little Bechor. You have a lot of Dama par. You have a little bit of Dama Bechor. So then the Dama the Bechor will be Bottle and the Dama the par. Maybe that's what's going to tell me, that you shouldn't worry about Bittle. It's Kedesh Hain, and there's no problem of Dama being the Bottle Dama. Maybe that's the job. But wait a minute. So my Kamashka. So you would be saying then that the Kiddush is the Ein Olim Ibat Lim, that the dam of an Eila cannot be Mavato, the lesser amount of dam of the Bechor. I know that already. I know that from Yom Kippur. Because the Torah says, and we darsh this in Yuma, that it says, V'lakach midam ha-par midam ha-sa'ir. So as the Gemara says, Hadover yadua shadam ha-par amirubi midam ha-sa'ir. And yet on Yom Kippur we mix the two damim and we sprinkle on the Mizbeach from the two damim, and we don't say that the Dama Par was Mavat of the Dama. So what do I need another Pesach by Bechor to tell me the same thing that I know already from there? Tanoim, you're right, but it happens to be a Machlokas Tanoim as to whether we learn out from the Lokapi. We're going to explain why it's Machlokas Tanoim later. Ikan and Akka and Yachav, Ikan and Akka. Some learn it out from the Lakapi Dama Pami Dama Seir. They didn't know even about them, says that. And some learn out from Kadesh Haim by Bechor that ain't about them, says that. And later we'll see what they're arguing in.
Then the Shibui is not there on that circle. You can learn from that.
Yeah, you can still learn from it because it means that the Torah is telling you that in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dama is still there. I said that it's not possible.
Yeah, the Shibui was there, but you can't learn it.
It should be bottle. That's all we're trying to learn. All we're trying to learn is that you see that it's not bottle. What's the problem? Says Rabbi, this is crazy. I have another place where it seems to be saying the same thing. It says like this: Vikrivo b'nei. Actually, it says Vikrivo tzadam, Zorpa tzadam is what the Gemara should say. Why did the Pesach, the Chalal, in the whole opening of the Eila, so then the Krivu B'nei Aharon, Esadam, and then it talks about the way that they should go to the Mizbeach, and then the Zarko Esadam, it mentions the Dam twice. I mean, obviously, if it says the Krivu B'Shachat, and then the Krivu B'nei Aharon, it's got to be referring to the Dam, and what else is there? It's later on it talks about the Ivarim. But they have to keep repeating the Dam for it. What else is there? It's obviously Dam. So, Ma Talmud Lo Mar Dam Dam. Why do we keep talking about the Dam? So, this Braisa continues like this. Well, I'll tell you why. Because Yochol, Ein Li Ela Elu. I would think, you know what? Let's say it didn't say Dam Dam. So, we say, okay, so I would say, you know, maybe the Torah comes to tell me that
even if the dam of the Ayla got mixed up with the dam of the Tumura of Ayla, so then you can go ahead and you could still bring that dam. But that's because Sha'af Mechaim Tikarev. I mean, even if the animals had gotten mixed up Mechaim, you would have anyway been able to bring them together, because they have exactly the same din. But how about if the dam of a Ayla got mixed up with the dam of a Tayyid and a Shlomim? Now, over there, what are you going to do? A Tayyid of a Shlomim, I mean, maybe Enochinami, there it's two completely different meanings, and you don't know what to do, because it's not that the one is Kachim Kalim, one is Kachim Kadashim. And you know what? Even if I would have the Rebuy to tell me that, Marbani Tayyid of a Shlomim, Shabayim Benedev in the Dabakamaisa. A Tayyidim and a Shlomim, the Maisa, have something in common with an Ayla. Namely, they're both brought for Nedav and Nedav. In which case, I have a very simple solution over here. I mean, what I can do is, I can simply sell them. Like we've had the solutions in the Mishnah. How about if it gets mixed up with an Asham? An Asham can't be brought for Nedav and Nedav. So what about an Asham? And even if I'm Marva an Asham, okay, I'm Marva an Asham intellectually. Marva niyat an Asham. Because it has the same exact matana. It's matan arba, the same. The Yerla is a matan arba, you know what? So I could even be Marva getting it mixed up with an Asham. But how about if an Ayla gets mixed up with a Bukhar and a Meiser and a Pekka? We're over there, it's a completely different matana. How about then? Tamuzomar. Dam dam. Okay, so that becomes longer. Tayra to tell me that no matter how the dam gets mixed up, there's always a solution. Now, what's the case? How did the dam get mixed up? Which dam got mixed up? I mean, Bechor, the whole finish over here. I mean, what's the problem of the Menayla and Bechor? They just go to the same place. Put them on the same place. I mean, why do I need a pusik? It's obvious. So it's got to be talking about my lap safe ale over court. It's got to be talking about the safe ale, right? Meaning the shirayim, which are put on the itzt above the yisod, and the tchilas matan of the bechor, which is put on this side of the mizbeach. Aha! So you see once again that it's the same place, not a problem, which is a raya to Abaye and to Reish Lakish, and shows us that Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan, is wrong. There's a Feirish in the Braisa that Seif Eilam Bechor is Shmamina Mokam Eilam Mokam Shirayim. Now the Gemara incredibly answers even on this case, Lo. Tchilas Eilam Bechor. It's talking about the original Matana of an Eila and the original Matana of a Bechor. In which case, of course, it's in exactly the same location. So what's the problem? The only possible problem could be what? Too much dam. And the dam of Bechor will be bottled in the dam of the par again, yes? That's the only thing. So now we have three tukim coming to tell me the same thing. The fact that the Torah says to mix the dam of par and the dam of soyer. The fact that it says over here, dam dam. And also that by Bechor it says great shame. Three psukim, all telling us the same halacha. But ain't dam avatal dam. Come on. It's crazy. And it's got to be that over here it's coming to tell me that in fact the Mokum Shirayim is the same place as the Mokum Tzila Matana. What are you going to tell me that there's three different shitas in where to learn out that ain't dam avatal dam? So Michael Mashkron, Dein Eilam Evatim says that. I know that from the Lakach Midana Far Midana Sir and Yom Kippur. That's Bachot Stana. Iker and Afka Leim Yachav, Iker and Afka Leim Yachav. Yes, it's like a three different shittas. So what's the Machlokas? Why are there three shittas? What does everybody have against the other limud that they should insist that there's this limud? I'll tell you why, says the Gemara. Hani Tanoi, the ones who argue on the Yom Kippur drasha, and they don't want to learn it out from Lakach Midama Paro Midama Soyer. What do they have against that drasha? Very simple. Hani Tanoi mi v'lakach Midama Paro Midama Soyer lo yalpi kasafrei mekavim bekronei. There's two ways of understanding that process.
you could understand that's a big machlokes in Yuma. When the Torah says v'lakach midama par midama sa'ir, does it mean to take them in one cup, meaning that you mix them? Or does it mean pick up the two cups and put each one separately? If you hold it, you're supposed to put the dama par separately from the dama sa'ir, even for the matanis and the mizbeach afnimi. So obviously the Torah is not addressing the question of the tarubis, because there is no tarubis, you don't mix it. So, I mean, how could I possibly learn out from this process if I hold it we're not in the Arab Lakronis? How could I learn out that ain't Damavatadam? So, those sheet is for sure going to have to find an alternative. Because we're left with two alternatives. Kedashem by Bukhar, and Dam Dam in the Parsha of Ayo. Okay. So now, what's your problem, says the Gemara, with Dam Dam? Why would you not want to learn out from Dam Dam? Midam dam lo yalfe, dam dam lo mashmo. They all did the quote. That's not much of a drasha. Dam dam, well, what does that say dam for? I mean, that's what we're bringing. That's what we're bringing on the mizbeach. This is the first time the Torah tells us. So, but what's wrong with kedashim? Kedashim by Bukhar sounds like a good drasha. What does anybody have against the drasha of kedashim? See, kedashim, my time lo yalfe. No, they hold Kedah Shem comes from the old different halacha. Kedah Shem tells us, Heim krevim ve'ein temuratam krevah. That you need to have a pasuk to tell me that the temura of the Bukhar is not brought on the Mizbeah. So even though it's Kedah, it isn't correct. The Ida, what about the other Mandi Omer? Why, where does he learn that from? That he learns from Imshor Imse La Shem Hu, which comes to tell me Hu Kore Vein Tumurato Kreva. It doesn't only say Kodesh Haim about the Dama before, it says Hu, also by the Korban, La Shem Hu. So it comes to tell me that you don't bring a Tumura of a before. Sorry? You say you bring another animal and you say, I raise it from Razor. So now they both become Kurdish.
And the son of Israel doesn't become Kurdish.
No, remember that a Bukhara has special limitations, the Gabi, you can't make be paid it, and so on. So it has obviously different dinim Gabi Tumur as well. You're not supposed to bring it. You have to wait till it gets a moon.
Yeah,
just like, yeah, you're not supposed to bring it. It's not brought. It's not meant to be brought. Toshma. Well, how about from the case that we had? Not on the mala velo nimlach, elu velo mozim shi yagzo v'yite mamato, and elu the elu elim lay. Now this was the original case where our dear president brought up the question, what do you mean by elu the elu elim lay? So we said, assuming that we're talking about a mixture of chatas v'elu, so what happens? You took the dam and you gave it lamala. Aha. What happens now to the dam chatas that was put lamala? The remainder is shirayim. Yeah. Now it says, well, if once already you went ahead and did it, you might as well bring it lamata, because now it all goes lamata. Excuse me? All goes lamata, but it goes to two different places. The shirayim, I mean, if you hold that they're two different places, then the shirayim of the chatas is supposed to put on the itzta of the yisod, and the matana of the yayla is supposed to be put on the side of the mizbeach. So why is everybody in Midrash actually put on the matza? Doesn't the kiva the yayla lamala have a little shirayim? Once I put the chatas lamala, the rest of the dam becomes shirayim. And yet it says the farish, that eilu eilu modim shiachs of yitim lamata, which is clearly an indication, as in fact Rebbe Abe concluded based on this on his own, that Shmamina Mokam Ayla Mokam Shirayim. So how can we have a machlokes about this? Kiyos Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Yosef. When Rebbe Yitzchak Bar Yosef came from Eretz Yisrael, he said an incredible thing. That in Eretz Yisrael they learned that if you want to make things work out, I mean, all of this we're doing in order, we were trying to make this whole thing work out, remember, Ali Ben Rav Ashman too. So how could my askinam kigon diarit chatas chitzena is shirayim? It's talking about over here that a katas chitzena of the tefilat katas got mixed up in the shiraim of the katas apnimis. And it should say apnimis, the Shita says over here, but the Rashi says stam shiraim is a reference to the shiraim of the katas apnimis. And therefore, what happens? Let's think what happens. You give the Dhamma the Chathas Lamala, which you shouldn't have done, because it had in it Shiraim that were meant to be put on the Yisod. But you did. So it says everybody is might if you did it without asking. You should now go and put it Lamata. Yes, that's correct. Why shouldn't I? After all, I have now the Shiraim of the Chathas and the Shiraim of the Chathas Apnimis mixed together. Nu. So I'll put both of them on the Yisod Ma'arabi. Or I'll put both of them on the Yisod Dranis. Remember, we had a Machlokas. Where they go? They have three Shitas. We have the Shita that says, well, the Shiraim of the Katas Apnimis is on the Yisod Ma'arabi, because it's directly where you come out of the Hefer. The Shiraim of the Katas Pitzayna is on the Yisod Dranis. It's directly where you come off of the Mizbeach, right? But then we had two other shitas, remember? Elu, we said Rabbi Yishmael shita is Elu v'Elu Yisod Ma'arovi. And then we had Rabbi Shimon shita that said Elu v'Elu Yisod Dromi. And it had to do with where the Mizbeach, remember, if Kula Mizbeach Petzofim, then the Yisod Dromi is also considered to be Yisod. Now, we'd have to say, as they're saying in Eretz Yisrael, that if you take both of them, the Chathila, it means that both of them are meant to be in the same place. Okay, so then that would mean we either were going like Rav Shimon or we're going like Rav Yishmael. In other words, it was the same place. Either you saw Dromi or you saw Ma'arabi. And that's the case in the Mishnah. In which case you have no problem of proving that it's all the Mokam Echad. Omalei Abaye, what do you make the case so complicated for? Why did it have to be? By bringing in the Chathos HaPnimis, you forced us into thinking along the lines of making the Mishnah work out a little bit of Rav Shimon and Rav Yishmael. Why couldn't you just say that the Dam of Achatas got mixed up with the Shiraim of Achatas? As simple as could be. Because you'd have the same issue, wouldn't you? You're not supposed to bring it Lamala anymore because you have Shiraim. But if you did bring it Lamala, now the whole thing is Shiraim, because even the part that was brought Lamala now becomes Shiraim. So now we don't have a mixture, and therefore both agree that you put it Lamata. And then you don't have this question of we're trying to make it work out a little bit of Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Shimon. It works out very obviously. It's both Shiraim of Akatas Chitzayna. I don't understand why you made up this whole taram of mixing it Dafka with Akatas Pnimis, Shiraim of Akatas Pnimis. Brilliant! I know why you did it. You did it because the Chathas HaPnimis in this case is missing some of the Shiraim. Because you took this dam and you brought it Lamala. You weren't supposed to. But you took it and you brought it Lamala because it was mixed with the dam of the Tchila of the Chathas Chitzena. Aha! So if you hold Shiraim or Ma'akvim, so maybe you need all the Shiraim. So you wanted to come along to tell us the fact that I brought it Lamala, that that's not a problem. Even if you hold Shiraim or Ma'akvim, but they don't have to be all of the Shiraim. You need some Shiraim to be put. So even though I put some of it on the top of the Mizbeach, nonetheless, the Chiddush over here is that it would be kosher. So HaKamashim, HaFilu L'man Yomer Shiraim Ma'akvim, Chisru, if they were missing something, Amach, man, that was absolutely ingenious. So you look at an Eretz Yisrael, how much information they got into this one little thing that I should be able to figure all of this out. That was fantastic. Amalei Rav Yisrael Ravina, wait a second. I don't understand the whole business. I thought, didn't we say that the way we were trying to work out the mission according to Rav Ashi, didn't we say that it was talking about that robe of the dam was al yoni, and yekayev lamala shir takhtonim va'od, and therefore lamala was kosher because ein bila, remember according to Rav Ashi, and the reason it was kosher was because you definitely had takhtonim al yoni, in which case when you and we ask you, so then why are you putting it lamata? if now there may not be any dam in the Yer Lamata? And you answered, no, it means you put it Lamata Lashem Shirayim. My dear friend, if you put it Lamata Lashem Shirayim, then you put it on the Yisod. So then, what are we talking about? I mean, you're making it sound like we've got a problem that some of the dam is going to be put on the side of the Mizbeach to be Machshir the Yerla, and how is that a Shirayim? The way Rabbi Ashi learned the Mishnah wasn't being put for Yerla, it was being put for Shirayim. You're driving me crazy with this business here. Omar Leh said, I don't blame you for getting mixed up, but that was originally Hani Mila Leman Di Omar Mi Kora De Bebolo Pliga. Remember, originally, we thought, before Rava's Teretz, we thought that the way that Rav Ashi was learning the Mishnah was that the Mishnah was talking about the Dam being Bolo. So then we got into the problem with the old Ein Bila and the Dam is Bolo. How is it kosher? And we said it would have to be the case that there was enough dam to make sure that your vada got the dam lamala, in which case we had the problem. So then how do you know you have any dam of the toxin? And you answered, you don't. You're not going to be lost of the Arla. It only means Lashem Shirayim. But you forgot, my dear friend, we threw that whole thing out. Because we ended up with the problem of then, what are you going to do with Baal Taisit? There is no Baal Taisit. And we ended up saying that the Machlokas was only Bekosos. The Machlokas was only Bekosos. We can go back to understanding the Mishnah the way they were understanding it in Eretz Yisrael. Even I'll leave it to Rav Ashi. All of our discussion makes perfectly good sense. Maskana, remember that Maskana, according to the way Rava was learning, was that the Kosos Pligi, the only Machlokas was the Kosos. In which case, there's no problem with that. You guys don't look happy. I tried so hard.
It's the Western literature chain. You chain the only thing of things from one perspective, not three times. And it's just like three more than one.
Come on.